Okay, we're ready to come back into order. If I have the timing correct, 3:10. Welcome back to the symposium honoring the life and work of Randy Higgins. Before our next speaker will be Sue Blodgett, who was moved around a bit but was able to make it due to a change in her flights. But we have a surprise speaker not on the program, and I hope ESA program committee will allow this. We're very happy to welcome Dr. Mark Johnson, who was at Kansas State, and I think 1992 to 2004, is that about right? Something like that. Yeah, so Mark's discipline is Ag Economics. He served as department head of Ag Econ at K-State for several years, and then dean and director of the College of Agriculture, K-State Research and Extension. Moved on to Colorado State after that, and currently just happens to be local as the provost for University of Nevada, Reno. So Mark would just like to say a few words because he did know Randy during a very special time.
Thanks, Tom. This is a nice opportunity. One of the early times that I met Randy was when I was an Ag Econ department head, and Sue Blodgett was going through her PhD, PhD dissertation, wasn't it?
Yes.
On blister beetle with Randy, and I was the graduate school pick to be the non-professional in the room to oversee the processes, and I read the it was the first time I ever did that, so I actually read the thesis, which I guess most of the outside representatives don't really read the thesis, but I did, and I found it very interesting. Randy's history was that he was a regular interim department head in entomology, and he was the state leader for extension in entomology, and really served as an example of modern extension because he always had research projects going, always had graduate students, and always had a very, very active extension program. County agents loved him because you know how Randy was. He was not the expert in the agent's lower class citizens at all. He was a colleague with everyone. And built people's confidence up in their abilities in education, participants in research, and the like. So he's very active in as what I like to refer to as the modern extension, which is a good blend of research and outreach. So I selected Randy to be the interim associate director of extension when one of our associate directors left, and I think that was right after Dick Whitten, and Dick Whitten went on to be the extension representative at Nisalgic before he retired. So I selected Randy to be the interim associate director for extension under a grand plan. And the grand plan was that the person who was the associate director for the experiment station, we were really transitioning to be the director of national research. And we got a guy from DuPont who did very well with fundamental science in molecular biology, and he was working with our national grants. And then Randy was to do the transition, not to just be an associate director for extension, but to handle all of the applied research and extension work that focused on Kansas. So really, we were trying to move toward a pattern of having an associate director for K-State Research and Extension dealing with national issues and one dealing with state applied research and state issues. And he was the perfect person to do that because he had such an active research and extension program, and on any particular day he was doing both. So he's a great leader, a really good administrator, worked really hard. He was creative, very diligent, being such a hard worker as you all knew him to be. So, and additionally, Mary came on as an extension specialist in nutrition. My wife back here is Karen Penner. Dr. Karen Penner was an extension specialist and teacher in the food safety and foods area, and also was a colleague to Randy. So we have very fond memories of both Randy and Mary, and it's a real pleasure to have this opportunity to be here during this tribute. We'd intended to stay the entire afternoon, but we have the great honor in Nevada to be first in terms of percent reductions in state revenues during this downturn. So my president called a group of us together at 4 o'clock today to say, to determine what to say next. So we'll be leaving, but Mary, it's great to see you again. And it's great to see all of you here to paying tribute to Randy. He's such a great guy. Thanks.
Okay, thank you so much, Mark Johnson, for those words. And I'm glad somebody needs to be first in those budget cuts. K-State's not too far behind. We'll be having one of those meetings on Friday. Okay, now, to sort of get back into sequence, our next speaker is Sue Blodgett, who comes to us from South Dakota State University, where she is a unit leader and a professor of entomology. The title of Sue's talk is Alfalfa Weevil Management Reprised, Host Pest Synchrony Impacts a Cultural Control. And